What's up, y'all? This is Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on Memorex from undisclosed location, default route. Reason I cut this on today is because I'm struggling with my eating habits and my weight. I had a fairly good weekend this weekend. I was proud of myself this weekend to wake up on Monday at 2.218.0. My morning weigh on Monday was 218.0. I was very proud of that. That means I was setting myself up for a very good week. But my nighttime eating habits were not curbed. In fact, they were elevated. I ended up eating more. This thing is bouncing. I don't like it bouncing. The mic is bouncing. Let me see if I put it there. Is it better? All right. Not bouncing as much. I don't know if you was hearing that noise or not. Also, I wanted to see if you hear wind. Because I don't have a wind guard on it. Because the wind guards keep falling off from faulty engineering of the product, to be honest with you. But I'm going to make something up. Something makeshift. And so Monday night, I had nachos, and I kind of had a lot of them, and then I had cookies and marshmallows, and I do believe I finished up the Swedish fish, or maybe even had some sour balls, I don't know. So that kind of kept the weekend party going on Monday, but I kind of survived that. But Tuesday, I didn't pull it back enough. And I woke up at like 218.2. When I'm supposed to wake up lower. Not up. Not even up. Even 0.2 up is too much. I should wake up lower. And I didn't. And then Tuesday, I didn't do so well. Knowing that I was going in the office on Wednesday. And that was going to be a food fest. But I was hoping, well, if I go in the office on Wednesday and I eat, I'll come home and not eat anything because I'll get all my calories during the day and work with that. Knowing I was lying to myself and the fact that I was going to my mother's, coming out here to my mother's, that just compounds everything. There's just a natural tendency to take that snack to the bedroom. You know, to calm down, to relax, to settle down. Maybe that's my pacifier. Because as soon as I get off work, you know, I go sit with her. So there's really no time to decompress. So I guess me eating something is like an accelerated decompression. Or sometimes I'll eat while I'm sitting there watching TV with her. And then still when I go to the bed, I gotta my eating at night. During the day I'm good, My eating at night. So I woke up today, 219.0. I'm going up. How the hell am I going up during the week? And that's very uncommon for me. That is very uncommon. And as I say it to myself out loud, rather startling and alarming. We can't have that. Because today's Thursday. I got Thursday and Friday, Saturday and Sunday out here, undisclosed location. No work. Not going to be pretty. I mean, I'm going to have to really step up and do something. I was thinking I need to get a project. And I got a bunch of projects. I got a bunch of things I want to do, need to do. Quote, unquote, you know. Stuff that I've been saying I want to do for a long time. Stuff I kind of am looking forward to, but it's still labor. I just need to get myself to sit down and get into a regimen or routine of focusing on it and getting it done instead of eating. I'll feel more productive. My mojo will go up. My energy will go up. Spirit will go up. All of that. I know it. But I'm going to tell you, there ain't nothing like sitting down in front of that television with food and Kool-Aid. And just let me say, with my Kool-Aid, I do it diluted. I have 4 quarts of water instead of 2. And only 1 cup of sugar, 1 pack of Kool-Aid, and 4 quarts of water. So I dilute it 2 to 1, and it works for me. But I got to get a hold of that. That's why I'm making this video. I got to get a hold of it. I got to get it knocked down. Because I want it off. Did I come here? Last time I was here, granddaughter and my daughter were out here, and it was like graduation party weekend. So there's all kinds of food I had left over. I had 2 things of Fig Newtons in there, my tomato basil wheat thins, just all kinds of quote unquote junk still left over from the graduation party weekend that I'm sort of recovering from, or that I should be recovered from, but I'm not, because my weekly discipline, my weekday discipline has been compromised, and that's alarming. Now that I put it that way, that is alarming. That we can't have that. That we gotta get a handle on that. During the week, I have to, you know, have some restraint. During the week, I need to lose weight, because the weekend, I got to do something. I got to. So now I'm sad. Now I'm disappointed in myself. Now I'm like, oh God. Well, I might as well just eat and be fat. I don't care. But I do get out here every day, get my steps in. That's probably the only thing keeping me from being 300 pounds again. I do get out here and I stay, well, fit. I guess you can call it fit. I'm out here. You know, I'm definitely carrying extra weight. I wouldn't consider myself fat. I'm probably technically and officially obese by, you know, the USDA standard or whoever, because of the weight and my height ratio. And when I look around at other people and I see other people, especially in Ohio or Midwest, or just traveling, a lot of Americans are overweight. And if I compare myself to what I believe I see on average, I'm in better shape than most people I see, especially for my age. But that's no consolation. That's no consolation. And that just being below average is not the standard that I usually set for myself when judging and comparing. So that's all I wanted to say. This is gonna be a short video, I think. I gotta do it. And then I just walked past Cha-Cha's, my favorite Mexican food place. They only get while I'm out here. They open Saturday. What I do sometimes Saturday, I like lay around, don't do my steps till the evening, get up, get some Cha-Cha's, Mexican food, eat, go back to bed, wake up and get my steps in the evening, which theoretically shouldn't be so bad. It should work if I don't eat again. if I don't sleep after my nap, in the middle of the day after eating, get my steps, and then start the whole appetite thing again. If I could just moderate, I just gotta moderate. I gotta start thinking moderation. Maybe smaller meals, smaller portions, something. Because as I just stated, me gaining weight during the week, that has to stop. That I can't have. And if I should get, it was 219.0 today. I should get back. Judging by how I'm sweating and all this, and knowing, you know, since I said sweating is water weight that I'll just gain right back, but it's still nice to see. I'll be happy to get back to 214.8 after this walk, because it's kind of hot out here. Not quite wearing my sauna suit. If I get to 214.8, 215.4, something like that, that's what it'll be. And then go to bed tonight. Under 219, if I can go 218. But that all entails that meal. I'm gonna handle that meal from when I get off at 8 o'clock p.m. until I go to bed about midnight. And another thing I was thinking, maybe I shouldn't be starving myself during the day. In fact, I know I shouldn't be starving myself during the day, anticipating that, you know, that meal. Starving myself and build it up. I'm gonna start. I got broccoli and stuff in there. Today I'm gonna eat during the day, so I'm not as hungry when it comes after work. And I don't make that big giant gargantuan meal. Maybe I'll try that. I got broccoli and some chicken. I mean, I got some stuff in there that's relatively, you know, low calorie and good food that I can, like, quote unquote, munch on or just have like a little snack right in the middle of the day. Let me see. It'll be about 4 when I should have it. And that'll be like right. That'd be just about perfect. I eat at 11:30. Then 4. And then I get off at 8. Have a little broccoli and chicken or something. Just put in my stomach. Try to drink lots of water. But I gotta knock it off. I gotta knock it off. There may be a bowel movement involved today. That may bring that weight down a little more, so, but either way, the numbers should be a lot lower, and I can still get to a decent number by Saturday morning if I act right today and tomorrow. I can still get to a decent number by Saturday morning, and then it'd just be me in the weekend, and I got it, and then gotta go back home, which shouldn't mean anything, but always does. Anyway, that's that. That's that. I'm gonna miss this light because I'm tired. I might miss it. Yeah, I missed it. No, I didn't. I can still make it. I can still make it. Yeah. I shouldn't have done that. Whew. See, I can still run a little bit. Short spurts. Still got a little bit of agility. Definitely getting older. I had to jump off something, jump off a embankment I was on the other day. Scared to death to do that on my knees. Scared to death. It's hot. Temperature, hottest temperature. Hottest average global temperature recorded in history. Keyword recorded since they start doing these temperature readings. It was 63 degrees. That's everything. That's the winter times, the Antarctica's, North Poles, the oceans, everything. You add it all together, average it all out. 63 degrees. The warmest in recorded history. So we definitely got some heat going on out here, but we out here in California usually do. So it's no surprise to us. Yeah, I gotta do something. Today we'll see how it goes. Today we'll see. One day at a time. And I'll get back. I'll do well doing work. I'll have my breakfast. I'll drink my water. I'll do it all. Yo, oh, oh, look, look, you gonna look? You ain't gonna look, are you? Whoa, whoa, whoa! Yeah, they always do that. They always do that. They don't look. They do not look. They do not look. And I think I'm getting more sensitive to it because I'm starting to see it more and more. Where it may not have bothered me in the past, now it does. And it could be definitely that kind of got more sensitive to it. When I'm out there walking with granddaughter in the stroller, really heightens your awareness of something like that. You would think you see somebody with a stroller, people would adjust accordingly, but they don't. People in their own worlds and understand. People have a lot of pressure on them. Family, just day-to-day pressure. People handle pressure differently. You know, some people are under what I might call true pressure, or like millions of dollars maybe riding on something they need to do, or you know, life or death situations. And then it could just be people trying to get to work on time, not to get fired, which is probably pressure. But to be in that position means you were probably late a bunch of times before. So it's probably something in your pattern or your routine or your lifestyle to put you in that situation. Some people might need to get to go pick somebody up. And if they don't get there on time, they might get their ass kicked when they get home, or, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on in life. And, you know, maybe get the kids on time. Don't want to leave the kids out. Daycare, got to get there before you get up. You know, just a lot of stuff that people tend to wait, not to the last minute, but a lot of people do just like to wait. You know, whereas, you know, I'm going to be there. I set my schedule up in my life to give myself ample time to do everything, but you know, I know I'm an anomaly because I have the space to do that. I've carved out a huge space in my life that gives me enough room to do that. A lot of people can't have it, don't have the capability, don't have the means. They just don't have the space to cut out of space. One thing I did, you know, I moved out of Youngstown, which improved the space of which I can cut out of space greatly. Greatly. In fact, there was a time where I may have been lonely. Wow, that's hard to even say. There may have been a time when I first moved out here and I was by myself. You know, things might have been kind of tenuous. I might have been worried about money, worried about job, worried about this, whatever. And felt a little bit lonely. Wow, that was a long time ago. I can't even imagine that anymore. Being the person I am now. Resources at my exposure to what I've built, what I'm capable of, et cetera, et cetera. Anyhow, thinking about the NASDAQ just now and my funds. Lost a lot of money yesterday, this week period. Lost a lot of money. That NASDAQ goes down, it hurts. And it went back up and it went down, it hurts. Hard to watch. Anyhow, so we're gonna hang out two times. For me, for the phone. For every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.